Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Planning Authority meeting for the month of April. Just remind everyone that an audio recording of this Planning Authority meeting will be made in accordance with our audio recording of Council on Planning Authority Meetings, Policy 7.11. The audio recording will be available on Council's website within 7 business days after the meeting. Item 1 is acknowledgement of country, and I'd like to acknowledge the Palawapa Kaana, Tasmanian Aboriginal community as traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of La Truita, and forward our respects to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledge the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still has to the skies, land and water of La Truita, that provide them with the food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. Item 2 is apologies, and we have an apology from Councillor Geard. Is someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Owen, seconded by Councillor Della Torre. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 3 is public question time and deputations. I don't believe there is any. Item 4 is declaration of interest. Does anyone like to declare an interest on anything on the agenda this evening? We'll note there was no interest declared. Item 5 is Council acting as a planning authority. Just remind everyone, in accordance with the provision of Part 2, Regulation 25 of the Local Government Regulations 2015, the intention of Council to act as a planning authority pursuant to the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993 is to be noted. In accordance with Regulation 25, the Council will act as a planning authority in respect to those matters appearing under Item 5 on this agenda, inclusive of any supplementary items. Moving on to Item 5.1, is a withdrawal of a draft amendment to the Brighton Local Provision Schedule to amend the BRI S12.0 Burrows Avenue Specific Area Plan. And I hand over to Dan.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. The first item we'd like to present to you is the withdrawal of the draft amendment RZS 2024/5. Is the Planning Authority to consider the withdrawal of the draft amendment RZ 2024/5, which aims to update the subclauses BRI S12.7.1 P1.2 and BRI S12.8.1 P2.2 of the Burrows Avenue Specific Area Plan within the Brighton Local Provision Schedules. The amendment sought to replace the outdated policy references with the phrase Council Adopted Infrastructure Contribution Policy, or as amended or replaced from time to time. So the Tasmanian Planning Commission directed the amendment to be publicly exhibited due to the concerns that the wording as amended or replaced from time to time introduced the uncertainty. So the planning officer agrees with the phrase added to the amendment is unnecessary and propose the withdrawal of the draft amendment. So the council is to consider the withdrawal of the draft amendment and prepare the revised version without the problematic phrase, but would align with the section 40I to be of the LUPA to be considered an exemption from the public exhibition. So that is the presentation.
Excellent, thank you. Councillors, any questions of Dan?
I'd happy to move it.
Thanks, Councillor Owen. There's no questions. The recommendation on page 8 of our agenda has been moved by Councillor Owen. Is there a second? Seconded by Councillor Irons. Is there any discussion or debate?
I'd just like to thank Dan for his salary.
Thank you. If there's nothing further, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. This one looks almost identical. Item 5.2, withdrawal of the draft amendment to the Brighton Local Provision Schedule in the South Brighton Specific Area Plan. Hand over again to Dan.
Yeah, similar to the first item, this one is also the proposed to withdraw the current draft amendment RZ 2024/6 to update the infrastructure contribution policy or as amended or replaced from time to time. So similar to the first one, so this one is recommend to withdraw that one and submit a new one to be considered as the, you know, to align with the section 40I2B of the LUPA to be exempt from public exemption.
Thanks again, Dan. Councillors, any questions? No, thank you. There's a recommendation on page 13, which has been moved by Councillor Della Torre and seconded by Councillor Curran. Is there any discussion or debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 5.3, a draft amendment to the Brighton Local Provision Schedule in the South Brighton Specific Area Plan. And hand over again to Dang.
Thank you. So the item 3 is the submit the preparation and initiate a new draft amendment that 2025/2 to South Brighton Specific Area Plan. So the planning officer is proposing a draft amendment to the South Brighton SAP under the local provision schedule of Brighton with two aims. The first one is to update the figures of PRIS 11.2 related to the South Brighton development framework. The replace of the revision I under the master plan for the South Brighton prepared in December 2022 with a revision J developed in March of 2023 to provide the appropriate frontage for the property at 10 and 10A Dillon Street in supporting their full development potential. And the second items relating to this draft amendment is to update the wording related to subclause BRIS 11.8.2 P1.2 to change the policy reference from the key infrastructure investments and defined infrastructure charges policy to council adopted infrastructure contributions policy to reflect the council's current policy framework adopted in October 2024. So the reason of the amendment set out in the report. So basically, the first amendment to amend the figure BRIS 11.2 is the reason that the error made by the Tasmanian Planning Commission when they did the first amendment to include the South Brighton SAP into the planning scheme. And unfortunately, the most current master plan revision J was an update to the South Brighton SAP. And the commission cannot fix that error within their power and require council to initiate and prepare the draft amendment to fix that error. And the second reason why we need the policy update to the infrastructure contribution policy is the most current council infrastructure contribution policy has been adopted by council in October 2024 to replace the previous policy. So the updating the wording to ensure the clarity and consistency for the developer under the planning scheme. And the draft amendment aligns with council strategic plans and support the improvement of the housing density and connectivity and infrastructure provision. It also aligns with the legislative and policy compliance under the LUPA and relevant state policies. This is recommend that the council to initiate and prepare the draft amendment set 2025/2, certify the amendment, and submit the certified amendment to the Planning Commission within 7 days. And the next one is place the amendment to the public exhibition for 28 days, and as well as noted to the local newspaper and notify the relevant government agency.
Excellent. Thanks, Dan. Councillors, questions?
My only question would be in relation to the public exhibition.
Yep.
Could we exhibit the original plan? And is there a requirement just to go back and do that again, given I presume what we would have put out would have been
yep.
what we're asking for now?
Yeah, so we've had quite a few conversations with the Planning Commission about the fact that they made the error. So the council endorsed the 40K report initially, which recommended the changes to the development framework after some submissions were made during the public exhibition. Speaking to David, who ran that process, he went through and had a look at that they went through the hearing, was it raised as an issue, so it should have been substituted. Now, you know, we've had conversations that have, you know, said, well, you know, your error, but they're just saying that under the legislation they don't have the ability to do that, which is really annoying. It's costing us money and it's, you know, taking a lot of time and effort to do that, and that we don't appear to have any other option.
The very advertising is a requirement.
It is, yeah.
Thank you.
Councillor Wheeler.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. Conversation I've had with Alex before in relation to 10 and 10A. Just wanted to repeat it now while we're in the meeting. So moving that cul-de-sac forward to give frontage to that lot, the owners of the internal lot aren't restricted within subdividing the land around their temporary home sort of thing, so they don't need a further amendment to subdivide over that area. Is that right?
Okay, if I answer that. Yes, so they don't at the moment. And I suppose the conversation that I've had with the owner of 10A is that it's not necessary that they do that, and they aren't bound to proceed with subdivision at all, and they're quite happy to keep their larger lot, is my understanding. But what I've explained is a sort of future-proofing. So should they not be there, you know, in 5, 10, 20 years, it does provide that opportunity for a future owner to come in and work with the owner of 10A, 10, Dillon Street as well. 10A does have access to direct access to Brighton Road, so they still have the ability to subdivide some lots in the future, but by creating the cul-de-sac closer to the boundary, it just creates a better lot layout, and it will help the owner of 10 in the future, because he'll be able to access additional lots from the cul-de-sac rather than relying on the internal access that exists at the moment. So,
And the plan that shows a larger lot around 10A, around their existing house, they can still further subdivide without that.
Yep.
Yep. Appreciate that.
Is there any further questions? If not, we have a recommendation on page 31 of our agenda. Is someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Whelan, seconded by Councillor De La Torre. Is there any discussion or debate?
No, only that it's been a fairly complicated amendment, and we're always going to get these little hiccups, so it's good that we can sort it all out.
Thank you. If there's nothing further, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 5.4 is a draft amendment to the Brighton Local Provision Schedule to amend the Burrows Avenue specific area plan. Dan, over to you again.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. The item for the last item will be for the council to consider the intake and preparation of the draft amendment 2025/3 to update the wording to subclause BRIS 12.7.1 P1.2 and BRIS 12.8.1 P2.2. This is relating to the change the outdated policy references from the Council adopted key infrastructure investment and defined infrastructure justice policy to the current Council adopted infrastructure contribution policy to reflect the Council current policy framework adopted in October 2024. And further conversation with the Planning Commission, so the replacement of the as amended from time to time has been considered to be removed from the previous one, and as well provides more clarity and consistency regarding to compare between the two policies from the old one to the new one, to clarify that there's no major changes between the two policies in order to align with the section 40I of the Act to be considered as a minor, and recommend and request the Commission to exempt this one from a public exhibition. So this is recommend the Council to initiate this one and request the Commission to exempt the public exhibition. And if the public exhibition exemption is not approved, proceed with the 28 days public exhibition process as normal.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you. Councillors, any questions? If not, we have a recommendation on page 47. And we're prepared to move. Moved by Councillor Irons, seconded by Councillor Della Torre. Discussion or debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. That concludes the Planning Authority meeting for the month of April. Thank you very much for your attendance.
Thank you.